All right, the sugya we're going to discuss is about me'ain. Me'ain. Based on a lot of questions I got today, a lot of people don't know what me'ain is. So we're going to start with a me'ain that everybody may know. Now listen, very good. How do you know, Geshi? Now listen, a lot of what I'm going to tell you, you may be familiar, you may not, but please ask, because don't just hear the same topic and not know what I'm talking about. Asking, you know, we're like a small club over here. Everyone can ask questions, everyone can come in late, everyone can leave early. You guys, come on in, we're just starting. There's plenty of seats, don't worry. But listen, once you come in, you can't leave. Who said that? That's a rule in the yeshiva. One of the rules in the yeshiva is once you come in, you can't leave. Back, way back. Man, where'd you sit first year? Okay, the whole tables are open over here, don't worry. This is close to a door also over here if you want to leave. You can start here and then go out there. You guys are stuck, like you leave. Okay, this is, we're calling this year Klali Yashir, it doesn't matter, it's the first year for the new guys. Anyway, here's the way it goes. We're going to start. Everyone, please ask. If you don't know something, please ask. Don't sit through a shiur and not, hey, what was the first word? Then, like, tune everything else out. If you don't get it, just ask. We're all somewhat of a family. No one should be embarrassed. But listen. Okay, so this the pillar people, I can't see you. Maybe that's for a reason. But I can't see Mr. Pillar Man behind there. Come, move down. Hey, whatever. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. So we're going to be talking about the sugya me'ain. So the me'ain that everybody probably does know about is me'ain oilam haba. This is not a drush here. This is halacha here. But we'll start with me'ain oilam haba. When we sing on Shabbos, me'ain oilam haba, what does that mean? What does me'ain oilam haba mean? What is me'ain oilam haba? What is similar to oilam haba? Shabbos. Me'ain oilam haba. I don't sing, so I have to look inside. Me'ain oilam haba yoyim Shabbos menucha. So Shabbos is me'in olam haba. What does that mean? It means Shabbos is not olam haba, but what Shabbos is similar, comparable, something like olam haba. Okay? So now when you sing the Shabbos, remember the rest of this year. So it's similar to. Another example is New Bloomfield. For us will be me'in Eretz Yisrael. We're not in Eretz Yisrael, but we're going to turn this place into a me'in Yerushalayim. We should be there. Soon we'll be there. We're not there. But we started having the minhagim of Eretz Yisrael, right? We started doing some things that we do like we're going to do in Eretz Yisrael. So we are me'ain Yerushalayim. What I want to talk about are halachic other me'ains. The most popular, the one you do most often. Which me'ain does everyone do or should do? What? What? Alamichya, exactly. Alamichya. Anyone here has said Alamichya today? Probably. Yeah, you did, Geshi, on what?
No, I didn't.
I didn't think so. No one probably. Anyway, probably you haven't done the yet. But like most days, you won't go a day. What? Kokopas and Shako. Unless the one I'm familiar with. So we'll talk about it later. So Al HaMichya, what we call Al HaMichya, is halachically called Me'ain Shalosh. It's a Mishnah on the Ma'amakarim, which everyone saw, I'm sure. But it's a Mishnah in Brachas Mem Dalid that has loosely, Max will get to your dig later, loosely, it says me'ain shalosh. That's what Alamichya is. The halachic term for Alamichya is me'ain shalosh. Why does it get that name? What a funny name. Why is it called me'ain shalosh?
Condensed.
What's condensed?
Three brachas.
Benching. How many brachas are there in benching? Tricky question. How many brachas are there in benching?
Four.
Three, four.
Seven.
Seven. No. Who asked you? How many brachas are benching? There are four brachas in benching, but only the first three are deraisa. Only the first three are deraisa. The last one isn't. So let's focus on the first three. This is, you know, basic Jewish education. Come on in. Basic Jewish education. How many brachas are there in benching? Hey, you guys who walked in. How many brachas are there in benching? What? Come on. Say it loud. Say it clear. How many brachas are there in benching?
Four,
right. There are four brachas in benching. That was quick. He's leaving already. Four brachas in benching, right? The first three are deraisa. I want to focus on the first three. What?
The last one's the bottom. Why do
Good question. That we're not going to discuss. That's a very good question. So we have four brachas and mentioning the first three of the Raisa. The first three, they have a name. The first one is called Hazan, which is we're thanking Hashem for the Zan, for the sustenance. The second one is Ala Aretz. We're thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. And the third one is Yerushalayim. We're thanking Hashem for Yerushalayim. Three brachas, Dereis and benching. Zan, Aretz, and Yerushalayim. Now, what's interesting is, we make an Al HaMichya, which is Me'ein Shalosh, which is a shortened version of those three. Right? I haven't done a book report in 25 years, but when I did book reports, I didn't read the book. I read something called
Cliff Notes.
Now, what's Cliff Notes? They borrowed that concept from benching, from Al HaMichya. They stole it from us. What are Cliff Notes? Don't read the book. Read the shortened version. Yep. That's what Al HaMichya really is. Instead of saying the whole benching of three brachas, we do a shortened version. Now, we're not going to sugya yet, but, and I won't do it this mind, but there's a sugya in brachas daf mem dalid. The sugya in brachas has, why do we do Al HaMichya? Do we do Al HaMichya? It's a machlokas tanayim. But what's relevant for us is, lamaisa, we do me'ein shalosh. Al HaMichya is a shortened version of benching. We take out a little bit from the first, second, and third bracha benching, and that's what we call me'ein shalosh. Okay, that's one example of a me'ein. Yeah?
There's a minhag to stop by. A lot of people understand.
Right. Very good. That's a whole different story. Benching is really comprised of five things. The first three brachas of benching are deraisa. The fourth bracha ends at yechasrenu. That's the fourth bracha. That's a din derabanan after there was a churban in Beitar. And there was Zeche to Kavura, so then the Rabbanan added on the fourth bracha. After the fourth bracha, then there are a lot of harachamans. So those harachamans is another add-on. So on Shabbos, the Gra would not say after Yechasrenu, because he didn't want to do any add-on bakashas on Shabbos. Good, so but that, I don't want to go there. That is, we don't shorten that. We just either don't say it or don't say it. But what Al HaMichya is a shortened version of the first three brachas of benching. That's Al HaMichya. So we want to know, why do we do that? Where does that come from? Why are we shortening things? Book reports, I understand you don't want to read the book. But what's wrong with benching? Why don't we want to do the whole benching? Okay, we'll get to that soon. Okay, but that's one, just familiarize with the terms. Me'ein Shalosh, the shortened Shalosh. The shortened benching. Okay, there's another Me'ein, which you should be familiar with. And there's a Me'ein which you should not be familiar with. What? Me'ein Sheva. Okay, the other common me'ein is me'ein sheva. When, besides Baruch, when do we say me'ein sheva? Besides, what? Magen Avos. When is that? Friday night. Friday night, before you sneak out from davening Friday night, we say me'ein sheva. What's me'ein sheva? What's sheva? Whenever you say me'ein, me'ein means a shortened version of something else. So that means a shortened version of sheva. What is the shortened version of Sheva? Sheva what? Seven brachas Shemona Esrei. On Shabbos, how many brachas are there in Shabbos Shemona Esrei? Seven. There, and every today, this morning, how many brachas were there? Trick question. We said two Shemona Esreis this morning. In Shachris, there were 19. We're going to call that 18 because that was another add-on. We said Shemona Esrei. Musaf. How many brachas were there in Musaf?
Six.
Come on, yes, you do better than that. How many brachas are there in Musaf?
Eight.
You were the chazan, for heaven's sakes. How many brachas did you say? Four?
Eight.
Do I hear 20? 20? Seven. There were seven. What were the seven? There is no Shemona essay we will ever say that's less than seven. Because the first three and the last three are non-negotiable. The first three are Avos, Chaim Meisim, Atakadosh. The last three are Ritzei, which is, we do Moedim, and then Sim Shalom. So Avoida, Haidah, and Shalom. The first and the last three is every Shemona Esrei. Every Shemona Esrei, the bookends of every Shemona Esrei are three and three. In the middle is something different. So during the week, we have a middle 12 brachas or 13 brachas. On Shabbos, or Musaf, or Yontif, we add one bracha. Okay? That bracha will change, whether it's Musaf, whether it's Shabbos, but it's one bracha in the middle. So therefore, the Shabbos Shemona Esrei, the Yontif Shemona Esrei, is seven brachas. So when we say me'ein sheva, that is like seven. We're not doing the full seven. We're doing like seven. Now, if you take a look in a sitter, if you take a look, what is the me'ein sheva? How does it play out? It's tapping in to the seven brachas that we just said Shmona Esrei. We take a little bit out of it. We're going to call it now a multivitamin. What's a multivitamin? A little bit of iron and a little bit of calcium and a little bit of folic acid and a little bit of vitamin C and B and D and P and T. A little bit of everything. And that's what a multivitamin is. That's really what the main sheva and the main shalosh are like that. We're not saying the whole bracha. We're taking a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and we're putting it into this bracha. So just for example, me'ein sheva. Right? Magen avos, which is the me'ein of Magen Avram. Mechayim eisim amaro, a me'ein of the second bracha. Mechayim eisim. Okay, l'kadosh en kamo. A me'ein of the third bracha. Hameniach lamo b'yom Shabbos kachay is me'ein of the fourth bracha. Then, l'fan of navoid is the me'ein of ritzei, of the avoida. V'noida l'shmoi, a me'ein of haida, of l'hodos. And then, adon ha-shalom, a me'ein ha-shalom. So the point is, if you take a look, in me'ein sheva, you now have just become smart. You were stupid 4 minutes ago, now you're smarter. You have me'ein sheva, because there are seven brachas in Shmona Esrei. We do a me'ein sheva, a concise version of that. Why do we do that? Why not the whole thing? So we're setting the table now. We have benching, which is three brachas deraisa. And then we have the shortened version, the me'ein shalosh. Why? Then we have Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, sheva. Then we have the shortened version afterwards, me'ein sheva. Why is that? Okay, so we're just building up. What happened? Marv of only. Right, so this is part of why Max is tapping in part of the why. We only do Me'ein Sheva once a week and only Marv Shabbos. The only time. What is it? Why are we doing it only then? Why not other times? What is it? Al HaMichi, right? The concept of shortened, concise, skip, shortcuts. Is it a Jewish thing or not a Jewish thing? But we see by Alamichya, we're doing it every day. That you have cookies and crackers, you're doing Alamichya. Once a week, you're doing a Me'ein Sheva, a shortened Friday night Shmona Esrei. Is that something you guys do, or is that something the Chazan does? Alamichya, we all do. Me'ein Sheva, only the Chazan does. Chazan doesn't say it at all?
Only the Chazan.
Only the Chazan. Right, the point is something which the Chazan says, and the Mir also. So we want to understand first the terms that we're getting smart with right now. We understand now what the terms are. Me'ein Sheva, Me'ein Shalosh. Soon we're going to try and understand why does Amicha everyone say, and why Me'ein Sheva only the Chazan says, and only once a week. Like, where does that come from? What? Why does only the Chazan say it? Why do we only say it? What? So it's different than Hagim. In the Mir, or Chaim Rulin, only the Chazan says it. But, what, that's an add-on, but the point is we only do it Friday night. Why not every Marv? Every Marv, why don't we do a Me'ein something? We don't. So what's going on with these Me'eins? Okay, and then we'll end off with the last, end off the introduction, with the last Me'ein. There's one more Me'ein, which I'm assuming, based on anyone I talk to, no one in this room has ever done. Whether you're holy or not so holy, you probably have never done this, which is another Me'ein. What's the other Me'ein? Me'ein Shmona Esrei. What is Me'ein Shmona Esrei? Who does Me'ein Shmona Esrei? So this is a Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches in Brachas. The what?
The army.
Louder?
The army.
What about the army?
So if I'm
very good. We are now in an army base, right? That's one of the reasons why I picked this sugya. Because if you're in the army, you will be saying this. Very good. Me'ein. What is Me'ein Shmona Esrei? Let's read the Mishnah. I'll read the Mishnah for those, if in case someone in this room didn't do it before. The Mishnah Chav Ches Amud Beis. Rabbi Gamliel Aimer, Bechol Yoyim V'Yoyim Espal Adam Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Gamliel says that we're starting a new thing. We might have just started waiting for you guys. Rabbi Gamliel says that every day a person should say Shmona Esrei. That's where I'm going to leal shita. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer me'ein yurchas. Yitzchak, you're late, but you can come in anyway. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer me'ein yurchas. What's me'ein yurchas? That's what we're going to get into. Like yurchas. So Gamliel says, every day someone says Shemona Esrei 18 brachas. Rabbi Yeshua says, me'ein yurchas. Like 18 brachas. A Yehuda Moch, if you're looking for brachas, you're not going to find one. But maybe here. Here we go. You got one right over here. Okay, the 18-19 business is not for today. Everything, what we do 19 was an add-on. We're going to call it Shemona Esrei 18. So the Mishnah says, on Chav Ches Amvez, Rabbi Gamliel, every day we say 18. Rabbi Yeshua says, Me'ein Yurches. This is the first time, actually, we went out of order. The first time in Torah Shabbal Peh that Me'ein is mentioned is this Mishnah. Okay, Brachas Chav Ches Amvez is the first time you're going to find Me'ein. So it's Me'ein Yurches. Rabbi Kiva says, not so fast. Rabbi Kiva says, Im Shigura Tfilas B'Piv, if you know how to daven, so then say 18. Then lav me'ein yurchas. If you don't, then you say me'ein yurchas. So we have three shitas in the Mishnah of Shmona Esrei. We call Shmona Esrei. Not so simple. Rabbi Gamliel said you say Shmona Esrei every day, but only Rabbi Gamliel said that. Rabbi Yeshua said you always say me'ein yurchas. Always, according to Rabbi Yeshua, our davenings will be a lot quicker. You're only going to be doing a shortened version, me'ein yurchas. Rabbi Kiva is like the middle shita. He's made the mixas. He missed a little bit. He says, if you know how to daven, so then you say it. If you don't know how to daven, then say the shortened version. Halacha l'maisa, just to skip to that for a second. Shulchan Aruch says, this will tap into the army a little bit. Shulchan Aruch says, b'shas hadchak, when you are in a difficult situation, shehu b'derech, he's on the way. Army would be a good example of that. When you're traveling, you're on the way, you're in the trenches. Oh, you're in B'makom Shu Tarud, you're very, you know, very busy, and you're afraid you're going to get interrupted, or you just don't know how to daven so well. So then it says, you dive in the short Shmona Esrei. So halacha l'maaseh, no one in this room has ever done it, but it is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it is a Mishnah, that even though normally you should say Shmona Esrei, there are times to, yes, say the shortened Shmona Esrei. Okay, so what we have done in our first 18 minutes. Hey, 18, look at that. In our first 18 minutes, or 19. In our first 18 or 19 minutes, it's been Me'ein, it's been so short. What we have done is we've got familiar with certain terms. Me'ein Shalosh, Me'ein Sheva, Me'ein Shmona Esrei. Okay, these are the terms. Now I want to get to what does it actually mean and why we do that. Okay, so working backwards. Yeah, Moshe.
Why do we daven Shmona Esrei?
Why not? You're right. So Moshe asking very good. In the Mishnah brought down the Machlokes. Do you say Shmona Esrei or Me'ein Shmona Esrei? We go like Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Kiva Shita is, if you are tarot, if you can't have kavan, you don't know, so then you do the me'ein. I read that to you in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch passing like that. Shulchan Aruch passing is that if you are not able to daven well, you're in the trenches or in the road, and I can't have kavana, so then what do? Full Shmona Esrei or me'ein? Me'ein. You do a me'ein Shmona Esrei. So Moshe is asking, unfortunately, all of us are a bunch of dopes, and we can't concentrate more than 14 seconds, and therefore, we should all be doing the Me'ein Shmona Esrei. It's a great question. There's a very similar question that the Rama asks, which is, if you dive without Kavana for the first bracha, you're supposed to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei. So the Rama says, how can we don't do that? Why don't we repeat Shmona Esrei? The answer is, because you're not going to have Kavana the second time, the third time, the fourth time either. You're never going to have Kavana. The Psak today is no one ever has Kavana, unfortunately, and therefore, we don't repeat, because it's not going to get any better. I'll borrow that concept for this also.
The
what? Well, but one of them was your Tarud, you're not going to have Kavana. What's one? It's O. O, Shalo Yachol Isbal B'Kavana. So that again. The answer is, if that were to be true, we would never ever daven. There would never be Yurches anymore. We paskin, the halacha is Shmona Esrei Yurches. But if, once again, if you're not going to have Kavana, then that's only talking about if it's an if. But for us, it's never an if. It's always like that. And therefore, we would undo the whole concept of Shemona Esrei, which we're not going to do. And therefore, we say, you know what? Just do Shemona Esrei and try your best. Shouldn't? Okay, that's something else they're talking about. But we're talking about the text. Have the text, the full text of Shemona Esrei. Okay, so now let's lock in here. So we have our Me'ein Shalosh, our Me'ein Zion, our Me'ein Yud Ches. Now, what? Now, what does it mean? I want to start with Me'ein Yud Ches. When we say a shortened Shemona Esrei, besides Max and Meir, and others that saw the Gemara, Akiva, and Tully and Ellie, but besides those that saw the Gemara, when you hear the words Me'ein Yud Ches, how many brachas, how many Baruch Atah Hashems do you think you're going to be making? Think about it. What? One. Why do you say one? Very nice. How many brachas? So in their Me'ein Shalosh, which we call Alamichya, how many brachas are in the Me'ein Shalosh? One. If you don't know, you can look into a sitter. We're looking through phone. No phones. What is Me'ein Shalosh? One bracha. So even though it is a Me'ein of three, it's being taken from Alamichya, being taken from benching. Benching has three brachas. The Me'ein Shalosh is only one bracha. And what we call before the multivitamin. It's one bracha, but it has in there three different flavors. The bracha, 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 the three brachas of benching. Me'ein Sheva, how many brachas are there in Me'ein Sheva?
One.
How many brachas? One. There's one bracha in the Me'ein Sheva. We tap into seven concepts, seven ideas, but the actual bracha is only one. That's Me'ein Sheva. What about Me'ein?
What?
Pointed
to say the actual seven to say the bracha
after that. Well, without
maybe just to hit the concept.
What? So we're hitting concepts. We're doing one bracha with the seven concepts.
The point of the whole bracha is to just hit on the concept. Why is it Me'ein?
What do you know? What I mean? Because real Shemona Esrei, Chazal are misaking to do seven brachas and 18 brachas. The bracha, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, that is the best way to thank Hashem, to recognize Hashem. No shortcuts over here. When you're doing it, we do it right. So Chazal are misaking, do it right with 18 brachas. Do it right with seven brachas.
Why am I by
Good question. We start with the bracha by Alamich also. Bracha Hashem. So the point is, this is a different question. It could be connected to something else. But the bottom line is that by Alamichya, the Me'ein Shalosh is one bracha with three concepts. Me'ein Sheva is one bracha with seven concepts. Now we get to Shemona Esrei. So what does Me'ein Shemona Esrei mean? Based on this Hakdama, we would have thought that Me'ein Shemona Esrei is how many brachas? Seven. Not one, I'll tell you why. One was a trick, you fell for it. Max saw the Gemara, it's seven. I'll explain what it is. The trick was that, because Me'ein Sheva and Me'ein Shalosh are one, so this one also be one. But as we said before, in Shemona Esrei, the first three and the last three are non-negotiable. We can't tamper with them, we always say them. So those six are locked in. There will never be a shortened in the regular Shemona Esrei, those six are there. It's a good question. We don't do that by the other ones. But those six are there. The question is, besides those six in Shemona Esrei, the middle 12, how many brachas will we be doing for those middle 12? There, the answer would be one, which is a combined seven. So the Pashup shot, if we did not have a Gemara in brachas and Daf Chav Tes, and all we have is the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Me'ein Shemona Esrei, we would think that what we're doing is what we're doing is seven, meaning one bracha for the middle 12, a shortened version. If you look in the Gemara, Shmuel holds like that. Shmuel holds to do something which is called Havi Neinu. What's Havi Neinu? You may have heard of it. You probably have never done it. What Shmuel says Havi Neinu is, take those 12 middle brachas in Shemona Esrei and make a multivitamin out of it. Put 12 of those concepts into one bracha. I'll read it to you somewhere. Havi Neinu, Zok Shmuel. Shmuel Amar, Havi Neinu Hashem Elokeinu Ladas Darchacha. Ladas Darchacha, that is for Atachonin Das. Umulas levavenu, liraska v'tislach lanu, geulim rechokim, machavenu, d'ashen, all these words are a multivitamin of the brachas. In Shmones, we have das, slicha, refa'enu, bracha, yushalayim. So what havinenu is a shortened version of the 12. Fair question. I'll answer you later. It's a good question. The Meiri answers your question. Okay, we'll get to it later. So, we won't get to it later. I'll tell you later. Now, so like, the way this works is like this. So, the Me'ein Yud Ches, Shmuel says, is just like the other Me'ains. Just like the other ones. Which is, you have one bracha, which you put into that different ideas, 3, 7, or in this case, 12 ideas. That's how Shmuel looks at the Me'ein Yud Ches. But Rav argues, and this is really what I want to focus on. Rav, I'm going to read you Rav for those who didn't see it. Zat the Gemara. My Me'ein Shmon Esrei. What does Me'ein Shmon Esrei mean? Rav Amar Me'ein Kol Bracha Ubracha. Me'ein Kol Bracha Ubracha. What does that sound like? Anyone who's first year, what does that sound like to you? Me'ein Kol Bracha Ubracha. How many brachas are you going to be making? Anyone? 19, 18, 19. They're synonymous. 18, when you read the words in Gemara, Me'ein Kol Bracha Bracha, what Rav is saying is, this is different. This is not a multivitamin. This is not one bracha, which encompasses 12 ideas. It's Me'ein Kol Bracha Bracha. So I want you to have this in your mind, not get confused. Shmuel holds that Me'ein Shmon Esrei is a multivitamin. It's one bracha having 12 ideas. Rav argues. Rav says Me'ein Kol Bracha Ubracha, which means it will be 19 brachas. Just very short. It'll be Ata Chonein Das, Baruch Ata Hashem, Chonein Das. Refa'enu Hashem V'nei Refei, Baruch Ata Hashem, Refei Chol Basam Ma'afli Asais. You're going to be taking the first part and the bracha. So you can finish Shmona Esrei. If it normally takes you like 2 minutes to finish Shmona Esrei, now it'll take you 30 seconds. Funny, right? If it normally takes you 5-10 minutes, you can finish it in 2 or 3 minutes. The point is, what according to Shmuel, the Shmona Esrei is going to take you seconds. At least the middle bracha. The middle bracha, Havinenu, you're doing 12 brachas in one, you're done in 30 seconds, according to Shmuel. But according to Rav, you're doing 18 or 19 shortened brachas. Yeah. No, those are untouchable. Good. Untouchable, okay? So now, what I want to get to is, this is the climactic question. If you just came for this, you can leave now. I want to know the following thing. Rav holds Me'ein Shmona Esrei is 19 short brachas against Shmuel. If we just focus on Rav and Shmuel themselves, who makes the most sense? If you had a pick, doing the, not because you're lazy, just you know, in halacha, if you were, you know, pretend we're all God-fearing Jews, we want to daven the best we can. Who is the best, the most logical shita between Rav and Shmuel to do 19 shortened brachas, or to do one bracha which encompasses the 12 or 13 ideas? Which one is perhaps the most logical? What? Rav. Good answer. Thank you for playing along. Rav, right? Why? Because we don't want to cheat God. We don't want to jip him. We don't want to, like, you know, not do the appropriate Shmona Esrei. But we're in a tough situation. We're on the run. We're on the go. We have to do a short. So you know what? We could do Baruch Hashem Chonein Das. Baruch Hashem Chonein Das. And it's very similar to Shmona Esrei. That's great. It may take another 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 20 seconds longer than Shmuel's. But at least it will be very similar to the real deal. It will be like, it will be a Shmona Esrei. So that's Rav Shita. I'm going to put on the table two questions. In Brisk, which is where I learned for many years, the most important thing is the question. Okay? So it took me half hour to get to it, which is what happens in Brisk also. Like, build up to the question for half hour. But the question is gold. If you get the answer, good. If you don't, you don't. But I want you to hear this question. It's going to be two questions. Okay? Question one is, Rav makes the most sense. Me'ein Shmona Esrei. Me'ein Shmona Esrei, it's like Shmona Esrei, let's do it. 18 short brachas. Why would Shmuel argue? Why would Shmuel argue? One second. We don't give answers in brisk. It's definitely not before I finish the question. Here's the way it works. Shmuel is saying Havineinu. What's Havineinu? Real short, real cheap. It's like Cliff Notes on steroids. It's like a 20 chapter book that they give you one page on. It's really cheap, really short, right? The whole Shmuel essay, Shmuel put it into one little paragraph. Why would Shmuel do that when you have Rav's Eitzah? Rav's Eitzah is short but sweet. You're doing all 18 brachas in a shortened version, but you're going to say them all. You're going to say all of the brachas. So why would Shmuel argue on Rav and not do like that? Now you could say because of time, because he's mamet in the army, he's on the run, he's on the go. But that's weak. That's a weak answer. Because at the end of the day, how much difference is it going to be? You time it, you know. But it's not so different. So question number one is, why would Shmuel not say like Rav? Okay, that's question number one. Question number two is, Rav says that Me'ein Shmona Esrei is 18 short brachas. Does Rav say that by Al HaMichya, by the Me'ein Shalosh? And does he say that by Me'ein Sheva Friday night? We'll ask that as a Shaila before the Kasha, right? So we have Rav that Me'ein Shmona Esrei is 18 short brachas. Is Me'ein Shalosh also Shaykh to Rav Shita? Does he say three short brachas in Al HaMichya? Or does he do seven short brachas by Me'ein Sheva? Or does he also just do one big bracha by Me'ein Sheva? One big bracha. What?
Why would you think he wouldn't?
Why is a crooked letter? We're not there yet. We're going to get to why soon. First the what, then we'll get to the why. Does he? What do you think?
Well, what's the reason that he wouldn't?
What's the reason? That's asking why with a different...
You're asking the question, but why wouldn't
he? I'm asking you first what. Does he? You ask me why. You're right. I'm just playing with you. You're fine to ask the why, but Lamais, I was asking you before. Does he?
No, Andrew
wouldn't say this. Does Rav, so Max has an answer. Yeah. Does Rav say his Shita anywhere else? The answer is no, capital no, N-O, no, no, no. He does not. How do I know that? Because I know Shad. Because if you look through all the sugyas, there is Machlokes Rav and Shmuel only in one place. Only Brachas Chavtes. By any of the other sugyas, Rav HaMichya, Me'ein Sheva, there's no Rav, there's no Shmuel, there's no Machlokes. No Machlokes at all. So therefore, we now get to the second question, okay? We're going to sum up our two questions. But the second question is, why would Rav only say what he's saying by Me'ein Shmona Esrei? And he is not going to say that by Al HaMichya, Me'ein Shalosh, or by the Me'ein Sheva. Okay, so we got our two questions. For Moshe will give us a stunning answer for everything. But before we get to that, I want you to appreciate and hear and savor the question, which is, why would Shmuel, and I want you to realize that these two questions are kemat identical questions. That's also the chat. Two questions we have on the table, which makes the answer a lot easier. Two questions we have on the table. Question number one is, why is it that Shmuel would argue on Rav to do a better service to God, to say 19 short brachas is way better than one bracha, which is encompassing 12 things? So why would Shmuel argue on Rav and say one shortened bracha? Let him say 12, 13 brachas. That's question number one. Question number two is, why does Rav only hold like Rav and only exist by Shmona Esrei and not by Al HaMichya and not by Me'ein Sheva? These are the two questions I have on the table. We'll hear Moshe's question, Moshe's answer, then mine, and then we'll go.
I don't get the first question.
What?
I don't get the first question.
You don't get it. I'm here.
I can't argue.
It's like this. Geshe's asking fine. And this is as we start our sugyas and learning in Elul and real Gemara here. Geshe's saying, like, what's the big deal? Let him argue. But anytime you have a machlokas, our job isn't to just say, it's okay, let them fight. Like, you know, we love fights. Like, you know, roll up your sleeves and get to work. We want to understand why they're doing what they're doing, A. And B, a lot of times there'll be the more pashat shita, And the one who's arguing is like the underdog. Right? You have in the sports match the underdog. And in a machlokes, you sometimes want to highlight and understand who is the underdog. Who makes more sense at first glance? Who is the underdog, the bigger chiddush, and try to understand him? Like, what's going on with him? In our sugya, I'm just trying to highlight. Rav seems to be the favorite. Shmuel seems to be the underdog. Rav is saying, say 19 short brachas, that's kishmak. Shmuel is saying, no, just have a short and one big short and bracha.
Not if you use a second question, that makes more sense.
Well. Wow, nice, Geshe, there we go. Well, our buildup is, you know what? Sometimes even Rav agrees to Shmuel. And that's why these two questions are very connected. Which is, even Rav, by Alam Mechia and Me'in Sheva, agrees not to do 7 short and 3 short. Instead, it's 1, which includes 3. Now, 1, which includes 7. Aha, so now he becomes the favorite.
Rav?
No, so here's what's happening. It turns out, to oversimplify it, by Alam Mechia and Me'in Sheva, everyone agrees to Shmuel. We do 1 bracha with 3 topics or 7 topics. Yet by Shmona Esrei, we have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Should we do 1 bracha with 12 or 13? Or do we do 12 or 13 brachas? These are our shailas. What is going on over here? Moshe, what do you have to say for yourself? I'm not going to be nice to you, so if it's not good, I'm going to let you know. You still want to say it?
Of course.
Oh, great.
First answer,
you're the underdog, by the way. Yeah.
The first answer is that by Ein Shalosh, all the other times we do more brachas, so why should we do more
answer? Well, I mean, by Ein Shalosh.
By Ein Shalosh, we do more brachas.
Right.
By Friday,
we
just
do
one.
Right. Right. That is the question. That's our question. What you've done, what Moshe done is brisk, by the way, is spitz brisk, okay? No joke. I'm not making fun. I love brisk. No, exactly. Spitz brisk is you say the question in a different niggin. Right? It's the same words, just change the niggin. So, what I was asking is, why is it different? So, Zot Moshe, because it's different. But no, it's fine. But we want to know why. We want to go a little bit deeper. It is different. But what's going on?
The question is really about all three. Why we only do one bracha?
Shmuel holds by all three it's one bracha. But Rav agrees by 2 and argues by 1. Rav agrees by Me'in Shalosh and Me'in Sheva that it's one bracha. But by Shmuel Esrei he holds it's 18. No. And maybe Amich is also the Raisa, right?
Bench
may be the Raisa. Tefillah may not be the Raisa. Okay, wait. Now you're just throwing out. Now you're like, you know, spewing. 1 minute. By Alan Mechia, who said you need? You ate a full shear.
Yeah, it's not a full meal. So you have the bench.
There was definitely you ate a shear. You didn't have bread. That's true. But you pounded the grapes. You had like bushels of grapes. Whatever it is, but grapes. You could eat bushels and bushels of grapes.
It's not a meal.
You're
never not
going to
bench.
So, I don't know about that. It's drushes. It's drushes. We're not going to buy that, Moshe. We're not buying it.
Therefore,
anyway, besides the fact I don't like it, it's not going to have my main Sheva. Now, say what you're going to say about main Sheva. Main Sheva is Shmona Esrei, right?
I don't know why we say it.
Right, all right. Right, yeah?
The main Shalosh, the mission itself says, Achas and Shalosh.
Correct. So Mash is saying like this. Mash is bringing a diak for the question. By Alam Mechia, the Mishnah on Mem Dalet, as Mash is on the Daik, it says, Bracha Achas Me'in Shalosh, which really sets the table for everything we're saying now. That by Me'in Shalosh, everyone agrees. It's a Mishnah, perhaps. It's one Bracha with 3 parts. And that Rav and Shmuel both agree to that. So why is it? And now we get to Shmona Esrei, it's Me'in Sheva, or sorry, Me'in Shmona Esrei, according to Rav, it's 18, 19 brachas. And Shmuel's not. What's going on over there? Okay, so this is the question. If you've got nothing else except for the ideas and the question, it's worth it. I'm going to give you an answer. The answer is new. It's original. It's not printed anywhere yet. And it may or may not be right, but something to think about. Okay? Now, I'm coming from other rayas, which I will not pain you or torture you to go through them, but I'll just give you, I will just give you the punchline, which is, very possibly, we do not want you getting used to doing a shortened version. We don't want you becoming, creating a habit of cheating and shortening. Like in high school, I got used to doing Cliff Notes because they were so easy and available. Perhaps in halacha and davening, there may be an issue. If we create a shortened version, which is so good, you may always decide to cheat and use the shortened version. Now, here's where we're going to plug it in.
The other way?
What do you mean the other way?
Well, you always do Berachas Mazon.
Oh, let's build up a little bit. Okay, so now, let's start with Berachas Mazon, because Gershi's mind is on lunch. By Berachas Mazon, right? So Midar Raisa, you eat bread, you have to bench a full three brachas, right? Now let's say you have crackers and grapes. So then it's could be midaraisa, according to Rashi, but it's daraisa, according to others, maybe not. But you have to make ala mechia. If ala mechia was so good, if ala mechia was three brachas, just really short, Baruch Ad Hashem, Hazan Zakol, Baruch Ad Hashem, Allah, Baruch Ad Hashem, B'nai Yerushalayim, three brachas, we said three brachas, just really short, next time you wash and you have bread and you have the bench in front of you with 18 pages of benching or the shortened Baruch Ata Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem, very possibly you're going to say, I'll take the easy route. And you're going to take the Cliff Note version of benching. Why? Because it's three brachas. I know I have to say three brachas. So why say the three long brachas? I could say the three shortened brachas. Perhaps that is the reason why Chazal said, we're not going to make the imitation so good. We're not going to make the shortcut so perfect. We're going to make an ala mechia a me'in shalosh, which is one bracha with the three variables, one bracha with the three topics. And therefore, when you have your cookies and you have your grapes, maybe because of Moshe Svara or maybe because of Joshua's, you don't need to do a full benching. Do a shortened one. Get the three topics in there. One bracha is sufficient. If we made it too good, then you will always be doing that even when you wash. We are afraid that instead of benching, the full benching like you're supposed to, you're going to do the shortened version of Me'ein Shalosh. So therefore, we wanted the imitation, the shortcut, to be not so good, not so thorough. Move over to Me'ein Sheva. What's Me'ein Sheva? I didn't tell you the why. Rashi and Shabbos on Daf Chaf Dal, it says, what is Me'ein Sheva?
What about being nervous that you're not giving enough Hakadot Hashem when you actually do Me'ein Sheva?
So that we're going to plug into Moshe Svar or the Drushas. The Chiv is less. Because it wasn't bread, the Chiv is less. So it's enough to do one bracha with three topics.
It seems like you should be doing three brachas.
It's not bread, so it's a little bit less. It's not as satiating. A little bit less. So therefore, we can do a little bit less thanks to God. Now, Me'ein Sheva. Why do we do Me'ein Sheva? What is Me'ein Sheva? So that Rashi explains, back in the day, don't get so excited, but back in the day, people didn't go to Maariv during the week, so they were busy working. They would dive in their house. On Shabbos, they weren't working, so they would come to shul. And unfortunately, they would come late to shul, and someone would be davening, and he would be left alone in shul. And it's scary. They had spooky stuff back then. They didn't have lights. And then the mazikin would come. What? Maybe, right. So we have some add-ons Friday night in order to delay everyone so that the latecomers and everyone else will end at the same time. So therefore, they instituted a mini Chazaras Hashatz. Me'ein Sheva is a mini Chazaras Hashatz just really as a stall tactic. Right, like my halacha shit today, a stall tactic. That's what Me'ein Sheva is. It's somewhat of a stall tactic that everyone should end at the same time. Now, if we made it too good, if we made the Me'ein Sheva seven full brachas, just shortened, seven shortened brachas, then someone may say, hey, instead of me davening the full Shmona Esrei, or the full Sheva, the full, what we call, Shmona Esrei, Friday night, the full Amidah, instead of davening the full Amidah of Friday night, they're going to start doing the shortened version. So what did Chazal do? They made the shortened version look pitifully and terribly short. Me'ein Sheva, one bracha with seven things. Now, no God-fearing, sincere Jew will say, you know what? Instead of davening the full Amidah, the full Shmona Esrei, I'll just say Me'ein Sheva. Come on, you're cheating. It's one bracha versus seven. Therefore, these two Me'eins were purposely made to be pitiful imitations, pitiful substitutes, Me'eins, so that a person wouldn't make a mistake purposely or accidentally, and instead of doing the real thing, when he was chayav to do the real thing, to do the short thing. Okay? That's why, perhaps, everyone, Rav and Shmuel, agree by Ala Michya and by Me'ein Sheva, one bracha with seven, or one bracha with three topics. Yeah?
It's one simple. If these things are only, what's the Me'ein Sheva is only Friday night, and the other one is only when they're benching, so
We're going to get this one second. We're heading right there. Okay? You want to have enemy, you're right. Ask that question in 5 minutes if I didn't answer you. Okay? So perhaps these things that you eat every day, or the Shmona Esrei every week, Friday night, we're nervous if we make the imitation too good, you'll always be doing that. Now let's get to the grand finale, Rav and Shmuel. Okay? Me'ein Yud Ches. Why do we say Me'ein Yud Ches? Because you're in a tough situation. You're in war, you're traveling, Kam Kavana, whatever's going on in your life, you can't say the full Shmona Esrei. Okay, so you know what? For you, in this tough situation, we're making an exception for you. You're in a tough situation, so daven a shortened a Me'ein Yud Ches. How should we make the Me'ein Yud Ches? How should we do this? So Zakt Shmuel, I am nervous that you're gonna do it all the time. I'm nervous that you're gonna go ahead and take this exception, this exceptional case that you're in right now, and say, you know what? If I could do it then, I'll do it now. And therefore, Shmuel wanted to create another pitiful imitation. He wanted to create another shortened version that you would never duplicate if you weren't supposed to. And that's how Havinenu came along. That's how this shortened 12, 13 brachas in one came about. It's a Me'ein Shmona Esrei, a shortened version that you should say only when you're stuck. Only when you're stuck, say this, because we're nervous that maybe when you're not stuck, you're going to say, you know what, let me do that also. But if you look at it and you say, hey, this has one bracha, and this is 12 or 13 brachas, you'll be honest with yourself and say, you know what, I'm not going to do that. I can't cheat God like that. And you're going to do the real thing. That is Shmuel, okay? So we can lock up Shmuel in a box. Shmuel's done. Shmuel holds all three of them have the same lumdus. Halacha l'maisa passing like Shmuel. So when you walk out of Halacha l'maisa, Me'ein Shalosh, Me'ein Sheva, Me'ein Yud Ches are all the same. One bracha, multivitamin, many different concepts in it. But what's the lumdus behind it? Because we don't want you to think this is a real substitute. This is the real thing. Coke is the real thing, right? This Diet Cola or Jewish Cola is not the real thing. Don't get used to it. This is the real thing. You're supposed to do the real Shmona Esrei, the real benching. But if you're in a difficult situation, in other scenarios, so then you can do the shortened version and you'll never make this mistake. Come along, Rob. Rav will tell you no. Rav will say like this, I need to make the substitute a lot better. I agree that by Al HaMichya, which you do every day, I agree that by Me'ein Sheva, which you do every week, these things which are set in stone in your life, of Me'ein Sheva, Me'ein Shalosh, they have to be a bad imitation. Because if they're not, you're going to come to do it every day. However, Me'ein Yud Ches is only done in difficult situations.